Online Podcast 240.
Welcome to Online Podcast. I'm eating. Okay, don't worry though, I'm not gonna eat too much. But, and I'm not putting the microphone in my ears. I'm just gonna stay in my mouth. Anyway, a few things. I'm doing something really, something different. I'm busy as hell. And instead of doing less, I decided to do more. Wait, let me adjust my microphone-ies a bit here. Testing, left side, right side. But which is the... Oh, here's the... Don't worry about me adjusting the microphones, okay? Hello. Yes, left, right. I'm drinking. I'm having leftover Indian food from Sunday, but I am so busy that I am doing more work. I don't know. For the last few... I've been kind of, burned out. And I don't feel like doing any podcasts. Not just that. I don't feel like listening to any podcasts. And no offense to anyone, I'm not going to tell you which podcasts I listen to, but mostly Asian podcasts. In Chinese, like from Hong Kong and all that. I don't know. I'm just kind of tired. I'm just, a little fatigue, podcast fatigue. And that happens to me many times over the last few years. But I'm not going to talk too much because what I'm planning to do is, instead of, my cat, Tash, is sitting on my iPod Hi-Fi and she's cranking the volume all the way up and I'm scared. Girl, sit down here, girl. Oh, she's not listening. But anyway, what was I talking about? I will be so busy this week. Well, when you're hearing this now, it will be a collage, a montage, a put together piece of my previous week. I came back from went over to Wichita and to swim and to relax a little bit. You know, we have 2 days off really, and despite the long weekend because we worked, and so I just thought that I would do a put together pieces that is all throughout last week. When you're hearing this, it'll be last week. But this week, for me, I'm going to record bits and pieces from every single day, hopefully, if I can. And I put it all together. Today's Tuesday. Last week, Tuesday. I have everything booked, like, from today onward all the way to the evening of Sunday. But pretty much every single day booked. And it won't be free for me for a while because I will be rehearsing for an upcoming singing event. And if you are in the Kansas City area and you know what the Plaza Art Fair is, Chai is visiting. I'll be singing at the Plaza Art Fair again this year with a few other musicians, another vocalist, a female vocalist, and two other musicians. So I will be busy practicing for that. That is coming up in, I believe, September 22nd. It is a Saturday at 6:45. And our stage is going to be the same old classic stage at in front of Starbucks, the Plaza Starbucks. And Greg from... Is it Greg? Oops. Yeah, Greg from KC, yay. If you do come to if you do go to the Plaza Art Fair, please come say hi. We'll be singing at 6:45, and we'll be singing until, I believe, 8:15-ish, kind of. Yeah, about an hour and a half so or so. And if you want to come hear me sing, come meet me. You can do so at 6:45 in front of Starbucks, and I'm eating right now. So, which is what I'm doing right now. I'm going to eat and run out for my rehearsal, and after the rehearsal, I'm going to go to the gym. Ugh, I don't feel like it, but I have to. And and then I'll be probably recording something again tomorrow. And then I work pretty much every single day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all day, and then all night. You know, my part-time job, all night. And one, I actually have to work like until midnight. So it'll be a lot of work for me. All stress. I thought I'm not going to do any podcasts, but then I thought maybe I'm in such a fatigue mode that I don't want to do anything. Maybe I should do more in order to put me back into the podcasting mood again. Well, I also want to send out my address or concern or reply or whatever to Nick Thomas. Hang in there. I just want to tell you, hang in there. I know we all go through that shitty period, and it's just, you know, that's just life. And hopefully we'll get to talk more. And I'm not guaranteeing that I will have time, but sometime next week, I hope we might be able to do something. If not, then we might have to wait until after my singing, which is after September 22nd. And so yeah, Nick Thomas, hang in there. And we all are concerned for you. I think we... yeah, we'll talk a little bit more. I hate to just address you over here, but hopefully we'll get to talk by a little bit more, exchanging emails by then, by the time you listen to this, hopefully. Well, I'm going to eat now. So, well, that's what I'm going to do. Plaza Art Fair singing September 22nd at 6:45. If you're in the Kansas City area and want to come say hi, want to hear me sing, please come visit in front of the Starbucks at the Country Club Plaza. Yes. Oh, and I realized too that my phone is not really giving me any too much interference if I set it far away enough, like one hand. If I just stretch out my hand and it, that distance sort of keep the phone from giving me any interference, so that's good. So, I will talk to you. I see I'm going to even edit for you. Hopefully not much. But I'm just going to piece all these pieces together. And I will talk to you soon. Oh, what was that, girl? Okay, bye. Oh, maybe she was turning down the volume, not turning up. So that's good. Anyway. Well, not bye. You know what I mean. I'll talk to you tomorrow or something. Bye. Okay. I skip a day. Yeah, I talk about recording every single day since Tuesday, but Wednesday I skip a day because I was just crazily busy. I completely forgot about, well, I thought about doing that, but I just couldn't. I'm at work now. If you hear the fan noise, it's the video that I'm compressing right now. It's Thursday, Central Time, 11 o'clock a.m. in the mornings. I'm looking at on TV, is CNN and Pavarotti. Pavarotti dies. Yeah, he died of pancreatic cancer or something. I'm not quite sure. Oops, sorry. And what's new? Yeah, nothing much. I'm still crazy busy. I've been working, like I told you, since Tuesday. Since I came back Tuesday evening, I went to rehearsal for singing. Oh yeah, again, singing at the Plaza. Come see me. And the video that I compressed is done compressing, so I'm gonna post it here in a few minutes. And Hurricane Felix death toll rises to more than 40. I don't know, it's just everything just sort of is kind of sad and upsetting, this whole world thing. And podcasting world, I am sort of detached from a lot of other podcasters. I'm just kind of really podcast fatigue, really. I'm just so tired about things. And Nick Thomas, I hope he's doing okay. He's very, very depressed with the situation with
his roommate and somebody, a friend that he really, really cares for. Anyway, what am I doing? What am I talking about? Oh, yeah, I feel so detached with all these other podcasters because I'm just not into it. And that happens, you know, it happens all the time. I just sometimes don't talk about it, but yeah, it sucks. But, you know, who knows? I'll do what I want. As long as I can do it, I'll do it. And frankly, I'm a bit tired of doing it right now. And I have to think of new things, fresh things. I just simply do not have time to do much, is the simple explanation. What am I going to do here? Oh, yeah, I'm going to post a video of the Know Your Chicken. It's another one of those market series, the wet market series that I'm putting out, because I have been exploring a lot of my old videos, and I thought I'd share with you. Let's see here, what am I going to do? I'm going to go into iTunes, yeah, and find the video. Anyway, Know Your Chicken is the video. So if you haven't been checking out my video podcast, you can if you're subscribed to the feed, and you might realize that I've been putting some videos on, and that's exactly what I'm doing. Make no sense. I realized that I've been encountering the weird numbers. You know, sometimes when you look at the clock and it says, I'm going to try to multitask. I wonder if this is going to work, because you know me, how good I am with multitasking, especially when I talk, which tells you a lot. What was I talking about? I completely forgot what I was going to talk about. That, yeah, exactly. It shows you. Let me go back to Know Your Chicken number 25, maybe 26 then. Oh, yeah, the numbers. I've been looking up at the clock. This is happening for the last 2 weeks. Kind of creeped me out. Gosh, I couldn't even speak. Creeped me out because I look at the clock on my phone or on the computer or at home, it's 11 a.m. with 11 o'clock, 11 minutes a.m. or p.m. I've been seeing that time for at least 4 or 5 times for the last week or so. And it's kind of creepy. And I hate that. I told Bruce, I hate that. Because every time I look up the clock, it's either 1:11. Actually, most of the time, it's 11:11. 11:11 and then 1:11. Oh, fuck. I look at the time now. It's 11:11 fucking clock. Oh, my fucking lord. This is okay. Ugh. I wish I had my camera. I do, but I'm going to take it with my phone, but that would mean that it's going to cause the interruption or whatever the interference thingy. I wonder if it's going to adjust to do that to accommodate the lighting. Oh, maybe it won't do it. But if it won't do it, we know it's meant to be. I just took a snapshot of the clock, 11:11. Oh my gosh, how creepy is that? How creepy is that? Okay, both computers, of course, you know, have time sync. Oh my gosh. How creepy is that? Ugh. As I'm talking, well, yeah. I did take pictures, so hopefully there's not too much interference with the phone. Because I have to, yeah, put that away. Anyway, so that was 11:11. Scary. What does that mean? Does anybody know what does that mean? If anybody knows what it means, please let me know. I hope it's a good thing and not a bad omen or something. creepy. Anyway. Oh, how funny is that? That it just as I'm talking about it, I look at the clock and it was fucking 11:11 a.m. So that was Thursday too. So this is a journal. Hopefully I will be able to put something... I record something also tomorrow, if I remember. Otherwise, I should have, you know, like 10 minutes of crap that I'll share with you. But, you know, I've been feeling very I have nothing to offer, you know? I guess sometimes you just don't. And, so that's that. Anyway. Online, see number, no episode ID. What I'm doing now is I'm actually doing all the tagging. I don't even think if anybody cares. I don't know if you realize. Go check out, because I'm all over the place. Go check out the video podcast if you haven't seen. And the last few ones I've been posting has a new intro. I don't know how many of you actually observed that. If you do observe that, it's slightly different from the ones I had before. You can go back to my old previous video podcast to check it out. What you can also do is, if you were to go back to the old episodes and look at the introduction in the front, you know that it's slightly different. You can go to onlinepodcast.com, and then on the right hand side, where you can sort by the category, you can click on the video podcast, and you can get a list of all the video podcasts. So yeah, that's the new one, and I use motion to do the animation. So that's that. And yeah, creepy 1111. Does that even mean anything? Because it's kind of scaring me. Especially with what just happened. Oh, creepy. Okay. Well, I'm not going to waste your time too much. Anyway. Yeah, hopefully we'll see you on Friday again. It's Thursday, September 6th, 2007, 11:15 right now. It was 11:11 earlier. Okay, bye. I mean, not bye, you know, I'll see you again or whatever.
Okay, so this is it for good quality audio, because I'm calling from my car to my voicemail so that I can do this recording. This is how dedicated I am to my online listeners. But anyway, it's very heavy rain outside. I just finished work. It is 1:30 in the a.m. Friday morning, 1:30, and I am leaving work, and the rain is crazily heavy, and it's like going horizontal, the sideways, the rain is pouring. So I'm absolutely, completely soaking wet, and so my recorder is inside my car. I wonder if I should take it out. My recorder is inside my car. I'm from the rooftop driving down to the underground, the covered parking lot. So I'm just off the car. I'm going to go set up my recorder. This is how this here I am. And hopefully I'll be able to continue the next section talking about the rain and work in stereo again. Okay, talk to you in a moment.
Okay, now I'm recording. I just got out from my car from the phone message. I got out from my car, and I'm under a covered parking garage now. So I'm soaking wet still. I came down. Well, not down. I came to my car, and I'm gonna see if I can put the phone away so it doesn't interrupt with this recording. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, I was in the rain. Now I am out. Wait, shit, this recorder. I'm completely crazy. Am I recording? Let me see. Yes, I'm completely soaking wet. Yeah, I'm recording. Can you hear the roaring thunder outside? Oh shit, my iPhone got really close to me. So I hope that didn't get too much interference. I hope not. Who cares? Because I need the phone, because it's raining really heavily, and Bruce said that there's broken limbs on the ground everywhere on the way home. So he called and warned me, so I better have my telephone on. I won't switch into airplane mode. So I'm soaking wet. Got under the roof. I got my recorder out so I can record the sound. So So I'm driving, and it's 1:35 now. So it was 1:30 earlier when I called my online listener line, comment line, 206-888-JOHN, which you can also call. In fact, if you have an iPhone, you can go to onlinepodcast.com, and then on each show, I also put an active link where you can touch on the comment phone number and actually make a phone call there, 206-888-JOHN. And then leave me a comment. So if you are an iPhone user, I encourage you to call in using your iPhone. Just go to onlinepodcast.com and then touch on the comment line number, and then it will be an active link to make a phone call right from your iPhone. Okay, we're going to go out to the rain now. Listen to this. So heavy. In fact, this is kind of fun. This is kind of rejuvenating for me when it comes to podcasting, because I was sort of, I was tired. I was, you know, completely fatigued. Anything to do with podcasting, listening, and all that, I got tired. So this is sort of fun for me again, which means I'm going to have to do editing, but it's actually kind of fun. And of course, I took a week off from podcasting. Okay, anyway. So you can hear I'm soaking, my pants soaking wet. And somebody got trapped here. There's a guy smoking in front of William Sonoma here at the plaza. Hiding from the rain. Unlock my car. My gosh, I'm completely wet. The next thing is to run home, which I should be okay. So I think this is probably it. I guess I do have enough content to call it a podcast. Oh shit. Oh my gosh, that's a lot of water. That's a lot of water. I didn't even know. Did you hear that? Oh my gosh, I hope I won't die. But we're going uphill now, so we should be fine. That was a lot of water. Whoa! You're gonna get to hear that in stereo. My gosh, this wind is crazy. And I have to watch out for tree limbs on the ground too. Anyway, I'm just gonna be extra cautious here. Oh Christ. This is not fun! If you hear this recording, it means I'm okay. Unless you discover this like much later. Today is what? September something or other. Oh fuck. That was a lot of water. And my car is kind of low. I'm a little bit scared, but I have you with me. I hope the iPhone is not interrupting too much, because I'm not monitoring the recording. I apologize if the phone is interrupting, but I think my life is a bit more important than the sound quality of this recording. I just crank up my windshield wiper. I could hardly see the road. So what is today? September something? September 7th, I think. So anyway, tree limbs. I saw one here in the middle of the street. Okay. I'm fine. This is like a kind of a very boring adventure with me. Same old, same old. But anyway, I'll be working again tomorrow. I have a car inspection tomorrow. Oh, maybe I can do a recording then too. I'm going to a car inspection tomorrow morning to get my car inspected to renew my driver's license. Not driver's license, the registration tag for my car. So I need to get the car inspected in the morning at 9:30, and also get an oil change then. I'll be so glad that I have my iPhone, because I will be killing time there without having to do nothing. Oh my gosh, can I tell you this? I probably shouldn't be telling too much about this. Anyway, I just have to say, the new iPod Nano looks delicious. Oh fuck! You know what? It is pitch black in front of me after this block. So that might be power outage completely. I hope not in our area. Oh my lord, this is creepy. This entire block is pitch black. There's no street lamps, and there's lightning everywhere. Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm Anderson Cooper. Oh fuck. Okay, I have to be really careful. So if I don't talk, don't. Oh Jesus. There's no traffic lights. There's no light at all on this entire block that I'm driving through. This is in the Brookside area. I'm actually having my high beam up, making sure that there's no tree limbs that I'll be driving into. Christ. Okay, I'm getting more lights again. I am having street lights coming up again. So this Brookside block is completely pitch black, completely dark. Oh, we have to do trash tonight. Fuck trash. We're supposed to set the trash out tonight. Oh my gosh, good God. Okay, we're getting light, we're driving back into light again. So the whole Brookside for about, I want to say about 7 blocks, there's no light at all. Okay, we have traffic lights again here, stop light. And okay, we're back to normal. So this is not as scary. And hopefully we'll have power back home. I am about 10 streets north of where I'm heading. Did I tell you which street? I better not. Okay. So things are a little bit normal. Still very heavy rain. I'm sure you can hear that. Stopping us at a stoplight. I don't think I have my video camera. I should have. Well, I do, but I don't know if I. Nah. Nah. I'm too lazy to put my video camera out because the rain is. Oh, it's probably too dark anyway. The rain is so heavy and the wind is so strong that the rain is going sideways. It's blowing east. So I'm going to take the major street. I'm not going to take the small street because there might be a water puddle or areas where there's too much water to drive through. Thanks for staying with me. I know that's kind of silly, but at least I have somebody to talk to. You. Okay, I'm so totally, totally thankful for this dramatic exit from my work, because that sort of rejuvenated my interest to do a podcast. But anyway, where was I talking about? Oh yeah, I was talking about getting my oil change and getting my car inspected.
tomorrow morning, so I may not do a recording since I think I have enough content for next week. And that's water. I'm hungry, and Bruce will get food for me, so he'll be waiting for me at home. Oh, I hope he didn't call. Sorry. Oh, what was that? Yeah, that was the phone GSM interference. Okay, I think that's gonna be it. Thank you for listening. If I don't do another recording, this will be it. And I hope you enjoy all the video podcasts I put out there. There'll be several more coming, depending on my time, whether or not I have time to edit those movies. I really like the new iMovie. Did I tell you? Oh yeah, I love the new iPod Nano. It is so cute. I just want to eat it. Like, I want to chew it and eat and swallow the whole thing. I like the green color one. Ooh, so cute. I just want one. Anyway, I'm probably not going to get one. I guess I don't really have a need for it, but I just want one. But if I do get one, I will tell you. Okay. So I'm driving home now. I will talk to you another time. Ladies and gentle whores. Trash bag in the middle of the street. I will talk to you later, okay? Okay, I better like pay attention to my driver than talking to you. So bye y'all. Don't forget to smile, ta-ta.